All right, this is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, and as most of you know, Farm Rescue does a lot of wonderful, good things. Every time, you help somebody, a little, an angel smiles and a little miracle happens somewhere. So it's a good thing, and we're going to visit with the Marketing and Communications Officer for Farm Rescue, Dan Erdman, who's going to do a little marketing and communications, compliments of Legend Seed and New Seed, a proud sponsor of Farm Rescue. Hello, Dan.
How's it going, Mick? Thanks for having me again.
Pretty good. Going good here. I haven't talked to you for a long time. How's winter been treating you?
It's been a busier than average winter for us, actually. Had our busiest year ever in 2017. We helped twice as many farm and ranch families than we had in any previous year. And a lot of hay hauling with Operation Haylift. That's actually kind of carried into 2018. We have a few more loads to go with that to kind of fulfill all the need that we had when we first announced that project. And it helped our 500th family, since we started back in 2006. So 2017 was definitely a big year for Farm Rescue.
It was a landmark or watershed year for you. The folks who have been helped with the hay hauling, also another category that got you busy this year was the actual haying effort, because before it was planting and combining, harvesting, but now you introduced haying this past year.
Yeah, we're always kind of looking to fill whatever void is out there for farmers and ranchers that are in need. And, sometimes that comes in the form of hauling hay, sometimes it comes in the form of baling hay. So, yeah, we do have that service available. We also added livestock feeding assistance this year. So, kind of expanding our services to help more people, and definitely more and more people have been taking advantage of those services and using them whenever they need the help. So, like I said, we're always expanding.
Yeah. Now, we know why, but how are you able to expand into the livestock feeding, the livestock, the hay hauling, and the haying?
Well, it comes down to the generous support of our sponsors. Definitely couldn't do, anything close to what we do without their help. Generous individual donations. We just had Giving Hearts Day, and again, kind of a banner year for us when it came to that, a record amount of donations. So that means we're going to be able to help even more farmers and ranchers than we have in the past. And then, of course, it all comes down to the people that do the work. Our volunteers are just truly amazing. I'm always taken aback by the type of people that we manage to get in here to do the volunteering and kind of give up whatever they're doing to a lot of times travel across the country to North or South Dakota and Minnesota to help a family in need. So again, it's the sponsors, it's the donors, and can't understate the importance of our volunteers.
And when you just described the people who are involved like that, coming to mind is Levi Wellenga, who, man, he what a committed guy, huh?
That is an understatement. Yeah, Levi is the definition of a workhorse, and beyond that. If Levi has free time, he is up here doing something. He's been hauling hay himself, throughout these winter months, and Levi plays a huge role in, coordinating the volunteers and making sure that our trucks are staying on the road and we're able to follow through with the commitments that we have with the hay hauling. Another service that was kind of added recently was there were some wildfires down around the Custer State Park area in South Dakota. And so Farm Rescue got involved with that. We've been hauling hay down to some ranchers in need down there and trying to help out some of the bison herds within the park. So, again, that's another commitment that Levi has kind of helped coordinate and follow through with. So it's, this time of year is usually a little slower for Farm Rescue, but we've been busier than ever.
Man, I guess. Now, so it started in North Dakota, expanded to South Dakota and Minnesota, and now you're expanding your footprint even further.
Yeah, we're up to six states now as far as our service area, the Dakotas and Minnesota, like you mentioned. We do eastern Montana. We're into Iowa, and just this past year again into Nebraska. So a lot of ground to cover, and of course we need a lot of new volunteers to be able to carry through that work too.
So what would you like, if people who, Most farmers know about Farm Rescue. Most farmers have maybe been either involved or have had a neighbor who has gone down through an accident or a tragedy or some kind of natural disaster, no fault of their own, and have come to the neighbor's rescue. But if somebody's listening right now and they want to help or get involved, what do you need right now, Dan?
We're always in need of truck drivers. That's been a big thing this year, and we've definitely come to that realization that especially in these winter months, it's a little tougher to find CDL drivers that are willing to volunteer and help haul some hay for us. So always looking for more CDL drivers, but just always looking for new volunteers in general. Like I said, we cover a lot of ground now, so it's nice to have options if we have a case in Nebraska or Iowa or just anywhere in our service area. So if you're interested in volunteering, we'd love to have you. Give us a call at 701-252-2017 or send us an email at info@farmrescue.org.
All right. And I know on the website, for people who maybe don't have a CDL or are not feeling comfortable driving a big old tractor, a big old green combine or something like that from RDO, if somebody wants to just make a donation and have a good feeling, nice warm glow about helping out, can they do that on your website?
Yes, absolutely. There is a donate now button right there at farmrescue.org. If you're if you'd rather help out that way, or obviously make good use of that donation and carry out even more work in the future. And we actually have National Farm Rescuer Day. This is the second year that we've been recognized on National Farm Rescuer Day. That'll be on March 15th this year. And so it's kind of a day for us to recognize and just say thank you to all the people that make our work possible. And it's also a day to hopefully spur on more people to get involved, whether that means volunteering or donating. So March 15th, National Farm Rescuer Day.
Oh, wow. Now, as we found out here at this station, this radio station and this show, that life can change in an instant. And it might happen tomorrow. It might happen next week or next month. Somebody on the farm that you're on out there, folks, somebody might have a tragedy. So if it becomes difficult for spring planting or something going on the farm, are you taking applications for this spring right now, Dan?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, we're keeping busy right now, but we're also gearing up for spring planting, which is going to be here before you know it. So if you or someone you know is in need of some help with planting or, that livestock feeding assistance or hay hauling, whatever we can help with, we're always taking applications. And again, just give us a call, 701-252-2017.
All right. Marketing Communications Officer for Farm Rescue, Dan Erdman. God bless you for the work you do, and thank you very much, Dan.
Thanks so much, Mick.
You bet. And a tip of the hat to Legend Seed, New Seed, a proud sponsor of Farm Rescue.